Chapter 12. Handles, and with the other hand bearing up the end of an imaginary napkin, presented it in new and ancient form to Candy, who had to grasp the opposite handle with one of his hands, and take off the lid with the other, according to ancient custom. 1. This left the prince hand-free for a second, of course. He wasted no time, but dived among the forest of legs about him and disappeared. In another moment he could not have been harder to find, under that tossing sea of life, if its billows had been the Atlantic and he a lost sixpence. He very soon realized this fact, and straightway busied himself about his own affairs without further thought of John Candy. He quickly realized another thing too. To wit, that a spurious Prince of Wales was being feasted by the city in his stead. He easily concluded that the pauper lad, Tom Candy, had deliberately taken advantage of his stupendous opportunity and become a usurper. Therefore there was but one course to pursue: find his way to the Guildhall, make himself known, and denounce the impostor. He also made up his mind that Tom should be allowed a reasonable time for spiritual preparation, and then be hanged, drawn and quartered, according to the law and usage of the day in cases of high treason. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.